Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 415, the first and the second stanza. Unto thee, O Lord Jehovah, do I lift my waiting soul. O my God, in thee I trusted. Let now shame now over me roll. And what follows? Psalter 415, the first two stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Kings 18, the verses 36 through 46. 1 Kings 18, beginning with verse 36. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. And Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord, we and our children stand on the threshold of another season, and then thou granteth for the second time that we may come up to thy house, then it behooves us to lay all our blessings, our needs, our desires, and our sins before thee, and that it may please thee to remember us and our children for body and for soul. By renewal we beg of thee for a rich blessing upon thy holy word, for conversion, uncovering, instruction, edification, comfort. It all must come from above. To that end, work richly, mightily by thy Holy Spirit. Bless thy word on the Lord's day. Help the consistory to that end, who is sufficient unto those things. We commend unto thee our youth, the confession of faith class. They need to be a living member of that living church. Remember the catechism classes, may it please thee to add thy richest blessings. Bless the means of grace in the family circles, and bless thy word in our Christian school. We commend unto thee the branch, the families that have settled there. Wilt thou help the leaders, who is sufficient unto these things? And may thy word be richly blessed, and wilt thou provide for their daily bread. Our temporal needs, they are manifold. Teach us more and more how dependent we are upon thee. Grant blessings in the family circles. May love abound. Bless marriages, marriages that have been planned. Wilt thou grant unto our young people a future spouse with whom they can go through this life around the old truths and around the old ways. Grant blessings of the womb. Remember the mothers with the unborn. Help the mothers in the midst of the family circles, undoubtedly at times overwhelmed, but may their eyes be upon thee. Wilt thou grant blessings on the way? There are those in our midst who are on the road, day after day, also in the night watches. Wilt thou watch over them mile after mile, and impress it also upon our hearts, that we also need to be spared on our short journeys. Wilt thou grant blessings of the field, and blessings from the sky, sunshine and moisture. Thou knowest the concerns, and that there may be food for man and beast. Wilt thou grant blessings on the farm? Remember the animals. Wilt thou grant blessings in the business world, construction in the factory? Wilt thou grant labors to the employers and to the employees, insofar that it may please thee? Wilt thou grant health, strength, courage, wherever thou hast placed us, may we be found to be more praying people. We commend unto thee our care home. Remember the staff, the residents. Wilt thou work with thy spirit in that place, in the hearts of young and old. Wilt thou grant blessings and sparing mercies to all those who were called to work in the emergency field, different circumstances. Wilt thou remember those that take care of the sick. Wilt thou remember our poor nation. Remember our leaders. Remember our premier with those that stand at her side. Remember the city council. May in this dark time, may their eyes be opened, a bowing of the knees, an opening of the scriptures, and a calling for repentance. Impress it upon all of our hearts that we are inhabitants of this nation. And national sin brings national guilt. And national guilt that requires national judgment. Thou was written in thy word that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. We commend unto thee the nations where there is war, so much death and so much suffering. Then thou yet maketh a difference with us where there is no difference. We remember thy church all over the earth, the established churches, so many countries, where thy church is persecuted, the Jewish nation, take the veil away. Remember all mission work, also our mission field. Remember Bible translators, those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth. Bless thy word that may be sent into the prisons. The labors are many, the labors are few. May it please thee in thy favor to grant servants for thy vineyard, teachers for our Christian schools, and a church worker for our mission field. By renewal we commend unto thee all the mourning ones, all the elderly ones, and all the sick and afflicted ones. We remember the infant twin daughter still in the hospital. Thou wast given improvement. May the time soon arrive that the parents may also take her home. Remember those under the doctor's care in special ways with fears and concerns. May it please thee to take them under thy good care and thy compassion. Grant a special place at thy footstool, and may all the callings be sanctified. Remember the handicapped ones. Remember those that struggle with temptations and addictions, ah, Lord. Wilt thou help them, and wilt thou free them? 'Tis so necessary, especially in our time. It has always been an evil world, but with the great increase of the temptations, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, wilt thou so remember man and beast? Remember us in this evening hour. Open thy word. Bless thy word. May it be a special service, an unforgettable service, and may there be those times that we and our children by thy Spirit may be given to resemble Elijah of old. The apostle is written, for we know not how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. There is a people upon the earth that need thy dear Son more and more as their prophet, as their king, but also as that praying and thanking high priest. May our eyes be upon thee. Lord, those that are easily discouraged, wilt thou grant them courage from day to day. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 73, the stanzas 1, 2, 5, and 6. The Lord Almighty is my light. He is my Savior ever near. And since my strength is in his might, who can distress me or affright? What evil shall I fear and what follows? Psalter 73, the stanzas 1, 2, 5, and 6. In this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, 1 Kings 18, the verses 40 through 46, and we shall read the verses 43 and 44. And said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Our text words speak of Elijah's private prayer day on Mount Carmel, with 4 thoughts. In the first place, a reforming Elijah. Secondly, a secluded Elijah. Thirdly, awaiting Elijah, and in the 4th place, an answered Elijah. Elijah's private prayer day on Mount Carmel. A reforming Elijah in verse 40. A secluded Elijah in the verses 41 and 42. Awaiting Elijah, the verses 43. And the first part of 44. And an answered Elijah in the last part of 44, 45, and 46. Thus first, a reforming Elijah. Beloved congregation, in this morning hour, we have heard of wonderful things. How that the Lord has answered the prayer of the prophet Elijah. That fire has come down from heaven and consumed the sacrifice, made a profound impression upon the people of Israel. They have made a confession, and when all the people saw it, there's a blessing, congregation. When there may be those times in our life that we may be given to see it. We can be so busy. We can be so blind. We can find everything so normal. I read of a Peter in Luke 5 verse 8. When they have let down the net upon the command of Jesus, after catching nothing during the night, and when the nets began to rend, then we read, and when Peter saw it, and when we may be given to see it, the special providence of the Lord. then it shall work out something whether Peter depart from me, for I am a sinful man. We have heard in this morning when the prophet has spoken, how long halt ye between two opinions? Then they still had a speaking conscience, and they were silent. But now when they saw it, they fell on their faces, a blessed place to come. And they said, the Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. Does that still take place amongst us and our children with the providences of the Lord? 'Tis a privilege when it may even take place under His common mercies, but especially when the Lord does special wonders. And yet, with that confession could be implied a certain praising of the Lord, where they have confessed that the Lord God of Abram, of Isaac and Israel, that He was mightier than the Baal, where He has answered the prayer of Elijah and sent fire down from heaven. And yet, congregation, we would have desired to hear more. In the way of the Lord's providence, then much can take place in our life, and it is still a blessing when we are touched, when it makes an impression, but more is necessary in our lives. By the grace of God, by the work of the Holy Spirit, we need to become a sinner. What a blessing it would have been, of course. Elijah was encouraged when that people, young and old, have fallen on the ground and made that confession. But what a further blessing it would have been if they would have confessed their sins, that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance, and that there were those that have come to Elijah, O Elijah, for such idol worshippers, is there still a sacrifice for us? 'Tis not all written in God's word. We are not saying there were none the same, as we read in the book of Jonah, that there was a repentance. And now Elijah has given a special command, and Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, we have heard this morning, 450 prophets of Baal, and also 400 of Ashtaroth that ate at Jezebel's table. Then it is implied that Jezebel did not allow those 400 to come to Mount Carmel, where the prophet Elijah would be. The 450 have come, and then Elijah has commanded, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there. That has taken place before the Lord has answered the prayer of Elijah, before the Lord has given rain upon the thirsty earth. Bishop J.C. Ryle has stated in a certain place that praying and sinning, and then he was speaking of willfully sinning, praying and willfully sinning will never live together in the same heart. Prayer will consume sin, or sin will choke prayer. And I read in Psalm 66, verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not answer my prayer. And we read in James 4, verse 3, ye ask, and ye receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye might consume it on your lusts. And then we repeat, oh, not to come as a self-righteous Pharisee, but if we come with willful sins, then we shall experience the Lord's frown. What a solemn command that was when those 450 Baal priests have heard that command that they must be slain, that sacrifice did not suffice for those priests. And those priests, they have not cried out, the Lord, He is the God, the Lord, He is the God. For those priests, it was too late. And then they have experienced the living God, His justice in the punishment of hell. For those priests, it was too late. Thus, before Elijah, that he has went up further up the mountain in a secluded place, then the priests were first slain. And they are now a type of our sins, of bosom sins. And Elijah has made it clear that one not may escape. Thus, what an instruction for us and our children concerning sin, temptations. What an instruction for a child of God concerning the mortification of the old man. Then in this history, then we see in Israel, and many times in the scriptures it is so, that the people of God, Judah and Israel, that they are a type of the living child. And now in this history, we have a type of a backslidden child of God, with idols, too much of the world, slothful concerning the means of grace, and then they shall experience a drought, that the heaven becomes as brass, of course, still their religious duties, and that the earth becomes barren, the earth of their heart, that it becomes barren and unfruitful. And then as with the children of Israel, oh, then they may become restless, still a speaking conscience, Then they resembled the children of Israel when there was a silence concerning the question of Elijah. And now it is necessary that they are given, that they may be given to repair their altar. Oh, the church learns that they are so dependent not to excuse themselves. They are responsible, but that it all needs to come from above. And to that end, that altar needs to be repaired, and that they need a sacrifice on their altar. And that sacrifice points to the Lord Jesus Christ, that by renewal they may be given to speak of the wonderful things of the Lord. And then it is needful, as with those priests of Baal, that sin is mortified, and that the heavens are opened a free access at the throne of grace to experience that sweet communion, Lord, with Thee, and that the praises of the Lord may be upon their lips. Our second thought, as secluded Elijah, and then we read, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink. Then Elijah did not speak to Ahab of the necessity of a further repentance, the need for much prayer, the need of a reformation, that in the land the Baal had to be cast down. That was, of course, a judgment for Ahab. But we must understand not to excuse what a blessing it is, congregation, when the Lord still has a word for us, whether it is in warning, admonishment, encouragement, or comfort, but a word, a silent God, that is the worst. And now for King Ahab, he has seen everything that has taken place. He has seen the confession of Israel. He has witnessed when it is written that Elijah killed those priests, and it was by his command. Then Elijah did not have it so easy, because congregation, what do you now think that King Ahab, that he was thinking about? Then there would soon come a time that he would have to go back to Jezreel and to enter his dwelling to be with his wife. When it is well, that should be the desire and joy. And in that respect, husbands and wives, both of their responsibilities, that they may make it a delight and a joy when by renewal, after a day's work, circumstances, that they may be given to meet and embrace one another, because also in this season, in the morning when family circles depart, then we do not know whether we shall see one another by renewal in the land of the living, To that end, may we be given to appreciate one another much when the Lord cares, when the Lord provides, protects, when he spares from death, and then especially with special happenings, of course, with our communication, then we can tell each other without meeting. In earlier days, it was different. And then when something special has happened, then it should be our desire to tell. But, oh, King Ahab, he is Mary Jezebel, who painted herself a worshiper of Baal. And then undoubtedly how the thoughts of Ahab must have multiplied. What shall now take place when I tell my wife what has taken place, and especially that 450 priests of Baal, that they have been slain? What shall take place? To that end, then Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. And then we do not ask that Ahab had any questions. We do not read that Ahab has confessed, that Ahab has asked, O prophet, I have not been the king as I ought to be. I have not been the head of my wife. I have given over that Baal may be worshipped. Is there still pardoning for me, O prophet? Wilt thou try to bow thy knees and ask that living God that has sent fire down from heaven, that he may also remember in mercy? And then we have a great contrast. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, but Elijah, he went to the top of Carmel. How is it with us, congregation? And of course, we must eat and drink. It's the blessing of the Lord when he grants food and appetite and taste. But is that perhaps now our life? With everything that we experience, with everything that we read, everything that we hear in God's house, that we resemble Ahab, that we go up, eat and drink, that is our life. Of course, we do not say it, but we read in the Bible, eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Or are there also other times, with everything that we experience in the way of God's providence, what we hear in God's house, that there are times that we seek out a secret and secluded place, and that we cry unto the Lord that he may remember, that he may save our soul, that he may bless. The Lord has a people upon the earth. that learned that with a confession and even with a repentance that does not pay for sin, they need a sacrifice appointed by God, and that is the sacrifice of his dear son for the pardoning of their sins. When in this chapter we are given to see that Elijah has separated himself from the multitude, then he was not seeking praise. He has received the promise of the Lord. We read of that promise in the first verse of this chapter. And by the Spirit, a further confirmation, because Elijah has spoken to Ahab, for there is a sound of abundance of rain given to embrace that promise by faith. But the promises do not exclude the means. Then when it is well, and the church receives a promise, then they shall become exercised therewith. It is true. The Lord can answer, as we read in Isaiah 65, before they call, while they are speaking. But the normal way is that there is a time between the promise and the fulfillment thereof. And then we read, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Then here Elijah is also a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, where there were different times, Mark 1 verse 35, where it is specifically mentioned that Christ went up into a mountain to pray all alone for his chosen church. In Matthew 14, when Christ has broken the bread and the fishes, when it was multiplied, then the people had a desire to make him king. He has constrained his disciples to go into a ship. And then we read he went up into a mountain, and there he has prayed also for his disciples upon the Sea of Galilee, where a great storm would come. And now we read many special things of Elijah. In the first place, he was secluded, separated, and Christ has written of these things in Matthew 6, that we go in our closet and close the door, and that we pray unto the Lord. Then this prayer of Elijah may never be separated. That is what the church also needs to learn, that it was in the context of that sacrifice which was consumed by fire, which pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ has spoken to the disciples in John 16, the verses 23 and 24, hitherto have ye not asked anything in my name, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, my Father shall give it you. Those are lessons that the living child shall be taught by the Holy Spirit. Then in the next place, then with Elijah, then we read when he was a-praying, that humility and that reverence, because he has fallen on his face. Oh, a blessing for Elijah when he did not become proud with what has transpired on Mount Carmel, but that he was given to bow. It is true in Hebrews 4, verse 16, the exhortation, let us therefore come with boldness to the throne of grace. But that boldness, that does not take away that reverence. Then in the next place, then for Elijah, oh, it is a privilege when the Lord grants a prayer, when the Spirit binds the burden, grants the freedom and the liberty and the perseverance. But it is a greater privilege when there may also be a promise, a word of pleading, as I read in Psalm 119, verse 49, remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Then this prayer of Elijah, then it was a particular prayer. 'Tis clear, described in James 5, the verses 17 and 18, then it is clear that Elijah was praying for rain. That is so needful in our lives, also in this season, with our confession of our sin, with our blessings, but also with our prayers, that they are particular. How is it with us, congregation? Oh, then it cannot be different, that when we stand on the threshold of another season, that there are particular requests, particular desires. May the Lord grant that special place at his footstool. And then in the next place, then Elijah was given to pray perseveringly. 'Tis also the work of the Spirit, because in James 5, verse 17, then we read, oh, he was a man as like passions as we are, but that he is earnestly prayed. Then in the next place, then Elijah did not only pray, but he was watching and he was waiting, because it was by true saving faith that Elijah was given to firmly believe, because all the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus, that the Lord would hear his prayer. Many promises in the scriptures to that end, and that he was waiting. And even though to that end, he has sent his servant to a higher place up the mountain we have mentioned in this morning, the highest peak, about 6.5 kilometers east of the Mediterranean Sea, when we read that he went up the Carmel, then Elijah went to a higher place, but that peak was still in between the sea and him. And to that end, he has sent a servant. And then that servant has looked, and he has returned with the answer, nothing. And to that end, awaiting Elijah, let us first sing of Psalter 390, the three stanzas. Lord, hear me in distress, regard my suppliant cry, and in thy faithfulness and righteousness reply. And what follows? 390, let us only sing 1 and 2. Elijah's private prayer day on Mount Carmel. A reforming Elijah, a secluded Elijah, and now thirdly, awaiting Elijah. are there souls in my midst with unanswered prayers, then this history, what an encouragement it gives. Many times in the scriptures we read of a waiting church. And concerning that waiting, then I read in Isaiah 55, the verses 8 and 9, that the Lord's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts than our thoughts. I read of the psalmist in Psalm 27, the verses 13 and 14, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, keep courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. In Psalm 130, the verses 5 and 6, a waiting church that is given to hope in the Lord and in His Word. And now for Elijah, a free access at the throne of grace, faith given to believe that the Lord would answer his particular request. And then he has sent a servant not written, who that servant was. And then he has looked toward the sea. It was still a blessing that there was a blue sky, because there can be those clouds of unbelief, the clouds of world conformity. And the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 3 verse 44, then he has written concerning his prayers that there was a cloud before the throne of grace. What a solemn word it was. When the servant has returned, his answer was not so long. There is nothing. Then Elijah has continued to pray. By the spirit of prayer and of supplication, that is a gift which Christ has merited for His church, and which is granted by the immediate working of the Spirit. What a solemn word it is. Nothing. But then Elijah has prayed by renewal. And by renewal he has sent his servant. And the same answer. Not even a little cloud in the sky. Nevertheless, Elijah was given to persevere. And then that praying for Elijah, that was a sweet and a blessed work, where he has experienced that communion with the Lord, a special freedom, experienced peace in his heart. And then under those circumstances, then a child can come to the conclusion, because of special freedom, that the Lord shall answer their prayers. And many times he does, but it can also be when we think of King David concerning the building of the temple in 2 Samuel 7, then Nathan is given permission, but then the Lord has spoken to Nathan, it was good that the desire was in his heart, but it was not the will of God that he would build the temple. His son Solomon, he has received a greater blessing, that the Lord would build him a house, that out of his descendants, that the Lord Jesus Christ would be born. Many a times in that way of waiting, then it pleases the Lord to grant instruction and smaller tokens of his favor. And now for Elijah, the need was great for rain. How often in the scriptures we read of droughts, starvation, in the Old Testament, also in the New Testament, in Acts 11, with Agabus. Then the Psalms, they speak that the Lord prepareth the rain for the earth. In Psalm 147, at the end of the book of Job, then both Elihu and also the Lord, they have spoken of the clouds of the rain. Thus Elijah was given to ask for rain, but he also needed the God that giveth the rain to experience that favor and that communion. And now with unanswered prayers, may I then ask you souls, is it now only about a gift, or is it also concerning the giver to experience those special tokens of the Lord that he knoweth of you, and given to see that he grants it in his special favor? For the church, in that time of waiting, then they are given to learn much, which they cannot learn elsewhere. Then they become more exercised with the Lord, with his attributes. They learn more of what lives in their heart, the evil, the murmuring, the impatience. And then it is necessary that such a one learns, because before the fourth petition, there are three other petitions. The first, hallowed be thy name. Secondly, thy kingdom come. And the third, that is the most difficult, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Oh, when that servant comes back with nothing, how those souls can be attacked, whether it was of self, too strong a desire, and how the devil can assault them, because we have heard in this morning that the priest of Baal was also a nothing for them. Shall I then his promise faithful find? Has the Lord forgotten to be kind? Shall the Lord say it? And shall he not do it? Our last thought, unanswered Elijah, because then we read that the seventh time that servant may return and given to tell Elijah that in the distance, in that blue sky, there was a little cloud as a man's hand. Oh, what an encouragement that little cloud was for Elijah, and what an encouragement that little cloud is for the living church. And I read in Zechariah 4, verse 10, not to despise the day of small things. It is true, the little cloud was not yet the showers, but it was a special token of the Lord's faithfulness and an answer embraced by the prophet that the rain was on the way. What an encouragement it is for the church when they may see that little cloud, to notice the circumstances and the time when it appears, then they are given to rejoice with joy unspeakable. What an encouragement it is when there are clouds in the way of spiritual life, when there may be evidence among our children, our youth, but also the older ones, the beginning of the work of free and sovereign grace in the heart, then the church may be given to rejoice. Although there are also those disappointments, that it is a cloud of a temporal believer. We read thereof in Hosea 6, verse 4, of a goodness as a morning cloud and as an early dew. Thus that little cloud, Thomas Goodwin, he has stated in a certain place, those blessings are sweetest that are won by prayer and that are won by praise. Oh, then the church may be given to rejoice with joy unspeakable, even with that little cloud. It is true, they need the showers of the Spirit in a richer measure. Nevertheless, that cloud was an answer upon prayer after six times a nothing. And now the seventh time in the scripture, seven, is the number of fullness. To give an example, when Jericho was conquered, we read of seven priests with seven horns. The seventh day, the seventh time, and the walls of Jericho have fallen. Our forethought, unanswered prayer. And then Elijah has sent a servant, and he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. The sky has become dark. The wind has come. Was very clear that the Lord was sending that abundance of the sound of rain. And then haste was necessary, because we read in that valley Kishon, we read there of in Judges 5, of the song of Deborah, when Sisera has come against Israel to fight, that the Lord has sent a great rain, and then that valley would become a flood, and many were washed away. And so we read, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And we do not read that Ahab has asked the prophet to come into his chariot. And let us not throw too many stones. Can there not also be circumstances in our life when we are given to think back, special opportunities to help, special opportunities to speak of the Lord, and that we were given to see it later that at the moment we were not given to realize it. Nevertheless, a sad testimony. Ah, for the true people of God. Then the Spirit also works that love in their heart for that people of God, especially in the beginning. Then they can even think when at least in a certain place, different places, there may be even one child of God. Then undoubtedly I am safe. But we do not read that the king is asked. And then another wonder. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins, put everything out of the way, and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Was about a distance of 25 kilometers. Elijah's experienced much, given to wrestle with the Lord, and now he was given special strength. The hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he ran before Ahab to honor the king and perhaps also to receive greater opportunity to speak further with the king. Then it is very well possible, and many times that takes place, and there shall also be special circumstances, that we need the hand of the Lord upon us. We can broaden it out. Mothers in the home, at work, wherever it may be called, wherever we are called to be. And then at the time, we are given special strength. Maybe not really realizing it, but then there can come a time later when we are given to reflect and that we wonder how we did it, and whatever circumstance it was, and then it is necessary in that reflection to realize that it was the hand of the Lord upon us. Not a foundation for eternity, of course, but still a great blessing. May it please the Lord in the season that lies before us, under trials, difficulties, mourning, impossibilities, that we may be given to experience that hand, times to be given to reflect upon that hand, and also to be given to thank the Lord for that hand. The Lord has given the sound of an abundance of rain. In the scriptures, rain refers to the blessings of the Lord. Different places, a rich outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Our grave concerns concerning moisture, when we consider how far we have departed from the Lord, but the Lord is still merciful. Oh, above all, may there be Elijahs secluded on that mountain, waiting for the sound of the abundance of rain of the Holy Spirit upon the hearts of young and old. We read in Romans 15, verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. May we be comforted by these words. Amen. Our Lord, when we stand on the threshold of this season, then we humbly beg of Thee that Thou may grant many Elijahs, young and old, at Thy throne of grace concerning spiritual and temporal blessings, and for souls that still have that servant saying nothing, wilt Thou keep them at Thy feet. And may it be the season when they may be given to see that little cloud with the expectation for the abundance of rain. Lord, if it is Thy appointed time in this season to usher us into eternity, oh, do prepare us. We need to be washed in the precious blood of Thy dear Son. Watch over us in the remainder of this week, the day of tomorrow. We hope to travel to the branch where tomorrow shall be their day of prayer. Wilt Thou grant traveling mercies, return us at the appointed time. Remember the congregation on the Sabbath day. Bring us now safely to our dwellings. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 296, the first three stanzas. As springs and streams no longer bless all the dry and thirsty land, fertile fields in verdant dress, God converts to desert sand, and what follows. 296, the first three stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.